This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing West Asia conflict. Making a statement on the ongoing West Asia conflict and explaining India's position on the issue in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Modi said the supply of petrol and diesel remains smooth across the country. He asserted that India has more than 5.3 million metric tons of strategic petroleum reserves.
आज भारत के पास 53 लाख मैट्रिक टन से अधिक का स्ट्रेटेजिक पेट्रोलियम रिजर्व है और 65 लाख मैट्रिक टन से अधिक के रिजर्व की व्यवस्था पर देश काम कर रहा है। हमारी तेल कंपनियों के पास जो रिजर्व रहता है वो अलग है। बीते 11 वर्षों में हमारी रिफाइनिंग कैपेसिटी में भी उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि हुई है। सरकार अलग अलग देशों के सप्लायर्स के साथ भी लगातार संपर्क में है। प्रयास ये है कि जहां से संभव हो वहां से तेल और गैस की सप्लाई होती रहे।
The Prime Minister said that in this grave situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority. Mr. Modi said since the beginning of the conflict, more than 3,75,000 Indians have safely returned to India.
संकट की स्थिति में देश विदेश में भारतीयों की सुरक्षा हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता रही है। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से लेकर अब तक 3,75,000 से अधिक भारतीय सुरक्षित भारत लौट चुके हैं। ईरान से ही अभी तक लगभग 1,000 भारतीय सुरक्षित वापस लौटे हैं। इनमें 700 से अधिक मेडिकल की पढ़ाई करने वाले युवा हैं।
On the diplomatic front, the Prime Minister reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. Mr. Modi further added that dialogue and diplomacy are the only way forward to this conflict. The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity and natural gas for domestic and transport purposes supply is 100% maintained. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that 50% commercial LPG is currently disposable to states and union territories. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that all 22 vessels and 600 Indian seafarers are safe. No maritime incident has been reported. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a five-day extension to his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. will hold off strikes on power plants for 5 days. Mr. Trump made this announcement in a social media post just hours ahead of the earlier deadline. He noted that recent discussions between U.S. and Iranian officials have been very good and productive, expressing optimism that they could lead to a complete and total resolution of the conflict. Meanwhile, the Iranian state media reported that Tehran has firmly rejected the prospect of talks with Washington, emphasizing that no direct dialogue is currently taking place between the two sides. In Prayagraj, 4 people died and 12 were injured after a cold storage roof collapsed in the Phaphamau area this afternoon. 17 laborers were rescued, while fears remain that some may still be trapped. Teams of National Disaster Response Force and State Disaster Response Force are carrying out the rescue operations with JCBs deployed to clear the debris. The state government has set up a probe committee under the ADM Finance to submit findings within 48 hours. Prime Minister Modi has expressed grief and announced 2 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured from the PMNRF. Yogi Adityanath has directed immediate relief and medical care, announcing similar compensation from the state government. Lok Sabha today took up the Finance Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill, which gives effect to the Centre's financial proposals for 2026-27. Initiating the debate, Congress MP Amar Singh raised concerns over unemployment, inflation and alleged selective tax benefits. Other members flagged other issues including LPG supply, rupee depreciation, fiscal deficit and debt levels, while some lauded the government's growth, infrastructure push and women's empowerment initiatives. And that is the end of this news bulletin.